I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert. The sheriff's office recently reported that a deputy in their corrections division had tested positive for COVID-19. We found out more with Sheriff Greg Zibert.
A deputy went on vacation. It was a family vacation, went out of the area, came back. And he had left prior to the county setting up a protocol is if you leave the area, then you have to isolate for 14 days. Mm-hmm. So they had left just before, came back, and was tested. But the local machine or instrument that they send the swabs to had broken down. So they had to send it down, I believe, to Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. It took 4 or 5 days. When it came back, it was positive.
So when you have that happen, then what do you do?
Take a deep breath,
yeah.
sit back, and we're going by what science says with where Jerry Masana at Marquette County Health Department. Of course, that crew, they are at home. We all tested. In fact, this morning we're expecting. And if you don't hear anything, that's kind of good. Mm-hmm. Usually, if you're positive, they'll get a hold of it. We haven't heard anything yet. That the staff that was with him, because they're very close, they are wearing the mask, they are wearing the gloves inside the jail. The staff, of course, they and their families are concerned, but they've been tested, and we will find out today.
But the great thing about this particular case is asymptomatic. This deputy didn't even realize there was an issue.
That's correct. He wasn't and still isn't. And since they returned, the family has been tested and they're all positive. So we're crossing our fingers.
The family is negative.
That's correct.
Yes, the family, is negative. Okay.
The family is negative.
So the key here then is also you and I had talked about this when you had an inmate that came in that turned out to be positive that you had isolated. You've been very transparent as a department, as an office about this, and you're maintaining these protocols. This is why they're there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as I said, we're going with what the science is telling us. We're trying to be proactive, setting up all these protocols. And it's a scary situation, especially for the staff. Mm-hmm. And, we let the inmates know, and I don't know what else you can do. So hopefully, and as I said, I'll let everyone know. But once we get the results back today.
It seems like the protocols at least are working in terms of identifying, which allows you to handle it as best as you can.
Correct.
That's Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.